Some astronomers are saying that NASA isn't playing fair in the debate over what to do with the Hubble Space Telescope. Back in January, NASA announced it would retire Hubble early. Keeping it alive would require a visit by the space shuttle for maintenance, and NASA said that was too risky. Some astronomers and lawmakers cried foul, and NASA finally agreed to ask the National Academy of Sciences for its advice. NASA sent a letter to the Academy last week, but NPR's David Kestenbaum reports that some scientists now say the request is a sham.
The National Academy assembles the nation's top scientific minds to provide advice on weighty questions. But it's a funny kind of oracle. Ask it a narrow question, and you get a narrow answer. John Bacall said he was astounded when he read NASA's request to the Academy regarding Hubble and saw how narrowly worded it was. Bacall is a physicist at the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton, New Jersey.
The NASA letter is drafted so that it would dictate to the committee what subjects they could explore, how they could explore them, and essentially what conclusions they could reach. The letter is framed so that you can walk a millimeter in one direction or in another direction, but you certainly can't get to the launch pad.
NASA's letter does ask the National Academy to consider the possibility of sending a space shuttle to do maintenance on Hubble, but it says the mission would have to comply with NASA's own new rules for what constitutes a safe shuttle flight. To some astronomers, that goes too far, since NASA has already said it doesn't think flying to Hubble is safe. Again, John Bacall.
I wrote a letter to Bruce Alberts, the president of the National Academy, saying that this charge was unlike any that I'd ever seen, and I think it was designed to get a particular answer.
A NASA spokesman defended the letter today and said the questions it posed were broad and fair. NASA's administrator, Sean O'Keefe, says safety simply must come first. He spoke after a Senate subcommittee hearing earlier this month.
There's not a day that goes by that when I walk down the hall of my office, every one of the members of the STS-107 Columbia crew is on that wall, and I see them every day, and it reminds me we have to constantly be thinking about how do we mitigate the risk as much as possible.
NASA is planning about 25 more shuttle flights. Those are all to the International Space Station. NASA sees those flights as less risky because the astronauts could take shelter in the space station if problems arise while in orbit. O'Keefe says a flight to Hubble would pose unacceptable risks. Some astronauts, however, have a different view. Steve Beckwith, the director of the Space Telescope Science Institute, which operates Hubble, says several astronauts have called or emailed him.
Every person I have talked to outside of the agency, every astronaut, has said they'd love to go back to Hubble. They said they understand that flying in space is a risky business, but the benefits of going to Hubble are just absolutely enormous.
Hubble has helped measure the age of the universe. Astronomers privately say research on the space station has been next to worthless. Beckwith, however, is focused on Hubble. He sits in his office in Baltimore, the Hubble control room two floors below, the space telescope orbiting 350 miles overhead, the letter to the National Academy on the table. He says he has concerns about that letter, but he also feels the Academy is his best hope to sway NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe.
I'm always optimistic that when presented with new evidence, Mr. O'Keefe will have a chance to think more carefully about the decision. I think Mr. O'Keefe is in a very difficult position in the return to flight, and I understand that the pressures on him are enormous. At the same time, he's got at his disposal here some of the best minds in the world who can help him assess the relative benefits of flying to Hubble versus flying to the space station, for example.
Other Hubble defenders are at work behind the scenes. One astronomer recently sent around an email asking for candidates to serve on the National Academy's panel. Quote, "This is a big one," he wrote. "Please consider it carefully." The email continues, quote, "The members should all be people of reputation, heavyweights whose advice will be taken with great seriousness. Given Administrator O'Keefe's outspoken opposition, this is an uphill fight." David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.